Hey everyone, welcome back to Dose of the Dead podcast. It's been about 5 months since I've made the last podcast of this series. I don't know, I just was busy, couldn't stick to the once a week thing, but now I have some extra time, so let's get into a new episode of Dose of the Dead podcast. This is episode number 5. So I know I'm a little late on on this, but for the sake of how important it is in the 40th year anniversary and everything, we're going to just be playing for probably the next 2 or 3 episodes, shows strictly just from the spring tour of 1977. But there was a lot of great shows in that year. When you listen to them, you could hear like a whole new energy from the band. You could hear togetherness and, like I said, the energy really after they came off their break, and this was like their first full tour back on the road, and everyone was energized and ready to go. So it sounded really good. The tour began on April 22nd, 1977. First show was at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then the next night, the 23rd, they played at the Springfield Civic Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. Then they did a three show run from the 25th to the 27th in Capitol Theater, Passaic, New Jersey. Then they played from the 29th until May 4th in the Palladium, New York. Then these next 4 shows are what they just released on that Get Shown the Light box set. So like I was saying, that was the Get Shown the Light box set that they just released. So that's 5-5 Veterans Memorial Coliseum, New Haven, Connecticut. 5-7 Boston Garden, Boston, Massachusetts. 5-8 the legendary, infamous, existing Cornell show in Ithaca, New York on 5-8. And then at 5-9 War Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York. I didn't pick shows from the beginning of this tour. I really just started, I think the first show, since it's kind of like, pretty late how I'm doing this, I wasn't going to do the shows at the end of April, in the beginning of May. So I started with that 5-7 show in the Boston Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. I did there, and then I did a show from Cornell. Then I did a show, not a show, I did a song from Cornell, a couple songs from Cornell. Then I did a song choice from Buffalo, and then St. Paul, Minnesota, which was the 5-11. And there's plenty, I would say at least another month, maybe 3 weeks of shows after that date. So that's why I'm saying it's probably going to be for the next 2 or 3 episodes. I was just listening to a show this morning. It's from, I think it was the last show of the spring tour when they were back in San Francisco at Winterland. June 9th, I want to say. They did a three night run in Winterland to close out the spring tour. Then, so it's going to be everything from basically May 5th to June 9th of 77, these next couple episodes. So I hope this is, you know, what you like to hear. If not, I'm sorry, but this 40th anniversary of this great spring tour, I felt like it needed to be listened to, especially with this Cornell show. On 5/11, on Thursday, I went to see the band Dark Store Orchestra, and they played the St. Paul show, which was a great set list. I'll see if I can find it when I play the couple songs from that show, but it was a really good song, and that's a really good band. I mean, they, if you close your eyes and just listen to them, I mean, it's it's pretty close. But anyway, so I'm gonna start off with from 5-7 Boston Garden, Boston, Massachusetts. The first song of the show is gonna be Bertha.
Thank you.
So that was Bertha from May 7th in the Boston Garden. So next is going to be the infamous greatest show ever in some people's eyes. May 8th, Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. I picked three songs from this show. I picked the top three rated songs that I've read that were the best, so it was going to be Scarlet Pagonas, Fire on the Mountain, and then also Morning Dew, which is, I think it's like 15 minutes long, but it's a really good version. I read the book Cornell 77, The Music, the Myth, and the Magnificent of the Grateful Dead Concert at Barton Hall by Peter Connors. That also comes in, if you buy that box set thing or whatever, I think this book comes with it. But it's a really good book. It's like, I was trying to, when I bought it, figure out how they wrote a whole book on one show. But it's not just about the show. It's about, they have, growing up, like, with the Dead, like, where they originated, where the writer, started listening to them, and all this other stuff, like, the era, that it was around music at that time, the conditions of how it was, even though it was after the first week of May, and everyone experienced a really, really rough winter in on the East Coast, and you know, they were all tailgating and everything in the, hanging out in the parking lot before in shorts and t-shirts, and by the time they left the auditorium, there was snow on the ground, so that was a weird, eerie, late May snowfall, and it was actually right after the Grateful Dead got out of town. They started heading towards the other coast, as everyone got a couple inches of snow over on the East Coast, like everywhere they played, so that was kind of creepy. They also have the first and second set are their separate chapters, so they go over each song, how it was sung, and they go into detail about the song, like not just from that night, just in general. The Betty Boards, how it's been considered the most popular show or whatever for all this time, and they just recently, it's never been in their archive, they just recently got the reels and restored them and finally got it out on discs. That's why it's remastered and everything. I have a copy of the downloaded show, which I listen to, and it's good. But once that the Cornell they released it last 2 Fridays ago, I went out and bought it. Came with a cool poster too. But you could tell the difference. It sounds really, really good. The band sounds really tight and really good. Also, they talk about how it's the show that never happened, how some people consider it a CIA experiment, and they were just messing with people's minds, brainwash, and all that other stuff. But, I'll let you decide what you want to decide. They also have a good listening and reading section in the back. Essentials, albums, studio albums, and then other different songs from 77. They have two picture sections in the book, which is cool. They have a bunch of different tickets, like the Cornell, like students that were in charge of running the concert and the security and stuff, and how they actually sold out of tickets. And for the people who didn't have tickets, they were able to give like whatever was in their pocket and get in, so you could hand a rubber band and that would count as a ticket. So that was pretty cool. The book, I would suggest reading it if you're not don't know everything or wonder why it's such a historic show. But so these three songs are actually from the discs that I bought on 2 Fridays ago. So it's gonna be Scarlet Pagonis into Fire on the Mountain, which is really, really good, and also a great Morning Dew.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was the three songs from the Cornell Show. Scarlet Pagonis, Fire on the Mountain, Morning Dew. Next is Buffalo, New York, May 9th, 1977, in the War Memorial Auditorium. Here's Franklin's Tower.
Thank you. Roll away.
So that was Franklin's Tower from Buffalo, New York. Next is May 11th, 1977 in St. Paul, Minnesota. These are the last two songs I'm going to do for this episode. The song I'm going to pick is Sugary and Uncle John's Band. Like I said, I saw Dark Star Orchestra on May 11th in Red Bank at Count Basie. So the set list for this song that they recreated was actually pretty long. I think it was like 23, 24 songs. It was Promised Land, They Love Each Other, Big River, Loser, Looks Like Rain, Ramble on Rose, Jack Straw, Peggy O, El Paso, Deal, Lazy Lightning, Supplication, Sugary ended the first set. Then the second set was Samson and Delilah, Brown Eyed Women, Estimated Profits, Scarlet Pagodas, Fire on the Mountain, Good Lovin', Uncle John's Band, Space, Wharf Rat, Around and Around. And for the encore, they did Broke Down Palace. So it was a really, really good show. It was about like 4 hours long, from like 7:30 to 11:30 was pretty, pretty long show, but really, really good. I'm hoping to see them also in August at the Stone Pony, New Jersey. They were a really, really good band at the end of the summer. So, like I said, the two songs I'm gonna do is Sugary and Uncle John's Band. That's going to be it for this episode. Tune in maybe later on this week, towards the end of the week, so I can catch up on this Spring Tour 77. Let me know if you guys want to hear any specific songs from those shows coming up this week. And I'll try to get them in. All right, thank you guys. Hope to hear back from you, and I'll see you guys later in the week.
Just one thing. Thank you. Thanks. We're going to take a short break. Y'all, do whatever you want.
Goddamn, will I be crazy? John's band and up in the sun. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here.